kind of are Sahara. Or could it be like this? Now I'm just sitting here with my cosmology. This is parenthesis. You know, we have a surface where there are lots of us living, some as plants, some as animals, some as humans, with names we give each other, and but all having in common that we have bodies, coal-based, and basically the same organic chemical composition, at least similar, and then we leave bodies after us. And there are quite some bodies left behind. And I mean, hair and fur and leaves and straws and all that that are changed yearly or so by each who live on a lives. So we change bodies, we produce matter from our bodies, and then for each and one and every one of us who live and die, live and die, live and die, I mean, there are little pieces left, you know, turning into sand. And I mean, you look at the what is sand, I mean, and clay and all that. It's broken down pieces of bodies of plants or animals, and isn't it? If you look at the sand at beaches sometimes with microscope or so, it's little pieces of shells of pieces of bodies of those who lived. So this is my theory, then, that they just kind of, some of them they turn into little grains that become sand, and some they go more into finer form, they become clay, and then all that makes all these different sizes. And then more come on top of that and on top of that. And the ones under, they get packed from the weight of the ones above. And they give it many, many, many years. And then that turns into rock. Could that be so? And there are all these things going on in nature. And then sometimes a rock comes up again, and then it cracks and breaks. But that it all comes from life, that would be interesting, actually.